Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalad. V'yesh b'bikurim masha'en kem b'tshuma v'maiser. So there are things that are noig by bikurim that are not noig by tshuma and maiser sheni. Sh'bikurim niknin b'muchu b'lekarka. Because by bikurim, one can acquire bikurim and make bikurim if something is still attached to the ground, still attached to the trees. As we're going to see later, a person can just go down to his field and tie something onto it and say this is bikurim and that's bikurim. So it doesn't have to be detached, unlike tshuma and maiser sheni. V'osa adam kol sadeo bikurim, and also by bikurim, a person can make his whole field bikurim. Masha ein kein by truma and meiser sheni, one has to always have left over a portion that's not truma, not meiser sheni, that's just chulin, as we've said in the past. And by bikurim, v'chayev achrayusam, one is chayev in achrayus, if he loses it before he brings them to the Har HaBayis, then he has to replace them. Masha ein kein truma and meiser sheni. But once he gets to the Har HaBayis, as we said, even by bikurim, one is not chayev achrayusam. Utuunim karban, and he has to bring a karban shlamim, as the Rav explains, because it says by bikurim simcha, as it says v'samacht b'chol atov, and also we know by shlamim, it says v'yachalta sham v'samachta. The Rambam says it comes from a different pasuk, v'samachta b'chagecha, that's where we learn it from. So just like the simcha that's written there is always talking about a shlamim, so too the simcha that's talking about bikurim, when it says v'samacht b'chol atov, it's also talking about a karban shlamim. So unlike truma, where you don't have to bring a carbon, unlike maaser sheni, you don't have to bring a carbon with it, bikurim, you do have to bring a carbon with it, v'shir, and it also needs to be accompanied by the song, by the shir. The Rav says the fact that it needs a shir is learned out because it says, v'samachta b'chala tov, so the word tov is also written in Yecheskel, k'shir agovim yifei kol umetiv nagein. So you see that a shir is also written by the word metiv over there. So tov goes hand in hand with a shir, with song. And the Tefari Sol explains that when they get to the Azara, the Levim would start singing Arimimcha Hashem Kidili Sani, Utnufa, and Bikurim also need the waving, as we're going to see in next parak. And the Rav says the sources, it's learned out, where it says, Lakacha Kohen Atenebi Miadecha, when he takes the basket from your hand, then when we're referring to taking it from your hand, it also says a similar type of Lashon, Yodav Tevienu Es Ishe Hashem. In Vayikra, where it talks about Tnufa, it says, Lahanifo So Tnufa Lufnei Hashem, so too, over here by Bikurim, when it says lakacha koin atenim yadecha, it's also with tnufits, with waving. And this is not the case by truman maaser sheni. And lastly, velina, and also one has to stay and tarry over at night after he brings bikurim, the beis hamikdash. As the Torah says, ufanisa babayker v'alachto alecha, and you go out in the morning and you go back to your tent. So the drush is kol apoinis lo yu ela babayker. That all times you turn to leave should only be in the morning. So you had to stay at night after you brought the bikurim. Mashen king by truma and maaser sheni.